Without holiness, no man will see God. Those of us who were night crawlers before, you know now how a nightclub looks like. You know what type of dresses you wear. That is one thing I respect the Catholic Church for. They are not 100% wrong, oh, they are plenty, plenty wrong, but they are small, small right. When it comes to reverence, Catholic Church have taught all Catholics to respect God. Come and see that one, we don't sleep with somebody, first his wife yesterday. Where they come to take communion. At least they teach them. Amen. It is Pentecostal that come anyhow, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You dress anyhow. Dress you cannot wear to go for interview when you're looking for a job. Where they are looking for responsible people. Dress you cannot wear there. You will wear it to church before a holy God. And there's a pastor to say, you look beautiful. Oh, I see the glory of God all around you. Oh, man, you look beautiful. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Bring the money anyhow, wherever you get it, doesn't matter. Cocaine pushers are glorified in the church, exalted in the church. Drug pushers, prostitutes, thieves for government. Wherever, just have the money, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter. After all, the Bible says the wealth, the riches of the hidden shall belong to us. So just bring it anyhow. Ah! That's why some people stop going to church. There are so many people that stop going to church until God led them to see this channel all around the world. Oh, glory be to God. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus said it. What will he produce? A mule Christianity. Lifeless Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see people who gather. What are the pastors pointing you to? The churches that are expanding and expanding in number, in everything. The churches that preach prosperity. People rush there. You want to prosper, come to my church. Nobody says if you want to go to heaven, come to my church. You want to prosper, come to my church. And so, listen, church. The destiny of a believer is not to be a billionaire. Hallelujah. Can we see the destiny of a believer? Romans chapter 8, verse 29. What are we destined to be? So, unless you fulfill that, you have not yet fulfilled your destiny. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate your destiny. To do what? To be conformed to the image of his son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me read it again. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Your destiny is to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. What is our destiny? So that we will be like Jesus. So that we will be like Jesus. Church, that is our destiny. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you don't know how my face looks like, how will you know when you are looking like me or not? When you don't know how Jesus' face looks like, how How will you know whether you are forming his image or not? That's why that songwriter says, serene and holy, obedient, lowly, on earth I long to be like him. By faith for evil and hair of heaven, on earth I long to be on his face, then you will know how he looks like. But they are pointing us to his hands instead of pointing us to his face. Prosperity, what he can give you, what you can get from him, that is all they are pointing the people to. So they know how to receive from him, but they don't know how to look like him. That is the problem with Christianity. See? No brotherly love anymore. No humility anymore. When you see a Christian, you don't know whether you are seeing a Hollywood star or you are seeing a Christian woman, a Christian man. Because even your dressing is supposed to portray godliness and holiness. When pastors are copying pop stars with punky haircuts, where did they get that from? From Jesus, Abby? See? Praise God. We are looking at anointing for sale. I say all this so that 2 Corinthians chapter 13, this is how Apostle Paul put it in verse 5. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 13, in verse 5, it said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you know your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. Which faith? The apostolic faith. The apostolic faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There must be a reference point for you to examine yourself. There must be a reference point. Oh, glory be to God. And a pastor was asking me, the gifts have started manifesting in his church after he came here and then we ordained him. And the gifts are manifesting in his church. And he's asking me, what advice do I have him? He has come for prayers so that he will have some discernment, so that he will know when there's a false spirit and things like that. I said, no, you don't need prayer. You don't need an anointing. You need the word. This is what you use to judge anything that is going on in Christianity. Is the word. Is the word. Is the word. Is he a prophet? That is the reason why you will hardly see our prophets here make scriptural mistakes. Because they have been taught according to the word. If you see any of them, because we have seen many of them that have come, they have gone. If you see any of them doing, they do it willingly. They arrange it, they do it, willingly. Not that they don't know what they are doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A prophet that charges you before praying for you in this church,
You know he's a serpent seed. Because if he has anything in him, he will repent.
Hearing all the things we are saying, and in this atmosphere,
you still sneak and charge people. I doubt your source, where you come from, who your father is spiritually. That's the truth.
Any church member here, you have spent up to 1 year in this church, and you still sleep with a woman that is not your wife, I believe you are a serpent seed. All that you should hear to make you repent, we say it here. And go, you don't go. Repent, you don't repent. You still stay here. Now devil plant you. If you came here on your own, what we say here will make you to be so uncomfortable, you will leave. Go, you don't go. Convert, you don't convert. You are there. There is a spirit that is planting you here. He said, you are of your father, the devil. By their fruits, we shall know them. If not, why did they come? Why did they come? We beg you to come. We look for you when we don't see you. And I told some of you something. Two cannot work together except they. I want to talk something now. And because of money, that's why pastors don't talk the truth. It's because of money. Because of money. Nothing more. But this church, no money will close our mouth. We go talk out. And we will never get hungry. For my God shall supply all my need. Praise the Lord. We are asking for money to build this place. There's a reason why some people, they have money, but they're not bringing the money. It's because the money is not clean. We know. Your money is not clean. That's why you cannot bring it here. Yeah. Because if that money is given to you by God, you will acknowledge God with that money. Go now, you don't go. Convert, you don't convert. Two cannot work together except they agree. You don't believe what we are preaching here, yet you stay. Upon all the way with the talk and make you go, you don't go. Change, you don't change. We will make this place uncomfortable for all of you. All of you, one by one, all of you go. So that we can have some clean place. Clean atmosphere. That a sinner will run here and God will arrest his heart. The child of God that has problem will enter here and he will be restored. From me, the pastor, down. Any of us that will do the work of the Lord deceitfully, God will sweep us out of this church in the name of Jesus. There must be a place that God can say, this is my beloved church in whom I am well pleased. Praise the Lord. The word of God is our standard. It's our standard. It's our standard. It's our standard. If you don't agree with what we are doing here, go to churches that do what you believe. You don't believe that a woman should not wear trousers? Don't come here. Don't drop your trousers at home. And come here after service, you wear it and go. If you come here, you receive any blessing. When you put that trouser, the angel that gave you that blessing here will follow you and collect back that blessing from you. Collect it back. Yes. Collect it back. Because he gave you by mistake. There are angels that bless people that wear trousers, paint their face, and they wear those nonsense on their head. There are angels that bless them. They are there. The church is full of Regu, Ikotu, everywhere. Go there. Come and see blessing there, Nyafu, Nyafu. They don't even do vigil every night, every Friday like this, before they receive. In fact, then they do vigil, self. Take it. You want husband? Take it. Boah. husband will come the next day. So if it's husband you're looking for that brought you here, but you like to wear your trouser, you don't get that here. Oh, go where you will get it. Your husband is waiting for you at Oregon. Praise the Lord. The thing when they pay me, they say, as I talk, and I saw they look me. Talk your own feelings. I go, come. I go, come. If you go come, then repent. I don't want you to go. I want you to repent. That's why I'm saying it. I will not be preaching to benches now. I want you to repent. But I'm wondering why you are not repenting. But right here, some are repenting. You, your own, you are getting worse. Why? And you are still alive now. There's opportunity for you to repent. That's why you are still alive. It's the mercy of God. That's why you are still alive. It's the mercy of God. It's the mercy of God. You see, one interesting thing about this our God is that He is a merciful God. And His mercies endure forever. Very merciful. He's not interested in condemning anybody. He rejoices when you change your mind and repent. The whole heaven rejoices when you change your mind. If somebody can go back home now and tell his girlfriend, come, today we'll not do again. Go marry. Heaven will be rejoicing. I'm telling you, heaven will be rejoicing. I'm telling you. You see? Go and carry that kind where you keep under bed. Throw it away. Should not be drinking like a Christian. You see? That's why your mouth has no power. You can't cast out any devil because your mouth is polluted. It's true. Every time you see that girl, you know, marry, you go, hold on, they kiss and kiss and kiss her. When witch come, which mouth you go use? Chase her. Your mouth is defiled. When you shout, Jesus name, you go, look you. Who be this one? No power in the mouth. No power in your mouth. Nothing. Because all the virtue, sin has sucked it away. So repent. Praise the Lord. While people in Thailand, our sister in Thailand, who was a Jehovah's Witness, is watching us now. Brother Elvis' wife, took her box of jewelry, destroyed them, threw them away. And all the rest. So many testimonies. Took her trousers, jean trousers, cut them to pieces, burnt all of them. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Burnt everything. Brother Assembly hear the same thing. When should they hear? Through television, I should they hear her own. Your own live here. You see the weird trouser. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will disgrace some here. Put some kind of funny thing like that on their Christian woman will put that type of thing on their hair. Come to church. Put those funny thing they put on their head. What disturbs me is, why do you want to look like an American or Indian woman? They cannot go that way today. Don't worry, continue. I have told God, I say, if this is truly a restoration ministry, there was something he did in the first church age that brought fear upon people. I have asked him to do the same thing here. That God will do something that people will be afraid. You commit anything, no go near, it's just yourself. Bus stop, no go pass, go through the expressway. For fear of what will happen to you until you repent. When that begins to happen, then you will see true fellowship. You will love to go to church. Not this one, we sit down. Some people are looking, this one is not talking to this one, is not talking to this. Young brothers here, two sisters are still fighting over one, the way they do it in the world there. Two sisters be fighting over one brother. And then he's feeling as if, and then after service, one is going to meet you. Come sister, what are you doing with my man? What are you doing with my man? It's my church. It is not the girl's fault. It's the man. Because you are here, talk to this one small. Talk to this one small. Talk to this one small. Then when you are going, you say, they are not disturbing me. I don't know how this case in brother. I say, well, I'm praying. They just follow me. Follow you, say you'll be who? What do you get? Why do they follow you? Why are the one confusing the girls? Inside church, oh, and a church like this. The Bible is our standard. I am speaking by the standard of the Bible. Whatever I am saying, I have my scripture for it. And that is why you can't take me to court for maligning you. You can't take me to court. I mean, my learned colleague. My learned colleague. You will defend me now. You will defend me with the Bible as the Lord pleases. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Verse 10, 11, and 12. And the brethren, Acts chapter 17. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Verse 11. These Bereans, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. The Berean Christians, that is how we must be. They search what they had, they search it from the scripture. They receive the word of God gladly. But although they receive it gladly, they will still go and search to confirm. How were they searching? It must be through some other preaching somewhere. There is always a standard that God raises at any given time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 2. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them to be what? Liars. What did he use to try them? What was the standard? There was the apostle to the Gentiles. That is Apostle Paul. In choosing the seven church age star messengers, William Branham was telling us the standard they used to select who was the star messenger for every age. And Apostle Paul was the standard. He was the first church age messenger. Without disputations, without any argument, without controversy. He is accepted by all theologians that he was the first apostle to the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then William Branham said, in every age, the servant of God, the minister in that age, that his ministry was the closest to that of Apostle Paul. He became the standard bearer for that age. Until today, we judge, including William Branham, we judge him from the standard of Apostle Paul. Oh yes, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He was sure. Hallelujah. And every one of us that we are ministers, we have to study the ministry of Apostle Paul. And those of us who are followers of these ministries, for you to know whether that person is a true apostle, whether he's a true minister of God, a true prophet of God, a true servant of God, the way he claims, we will use the Bible. We will use another minister in the Bible vindicated to prove that person. Oh, glory be to God. And now let's see Apostle Paul, for instance. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14 up to verse 18. 2 Corinthians. See what Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthian church. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you.
And I will not be burdensome to you for, see what he said, see what he said. For I seek not yours, but you. I seek not yours, but you. I am not looking for what I will get from you. I am looking for you. It is you I'm looking for, your soul. I am looking for you, not your money, not anything else. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said the children, because they are his children in the Lord. And that they are not the ones supposed to be laying up for him. He is their father in the Lord. He is the one to provide for them. What is interested in their life is them, your own life, your soul, and not the property you have, the money that you have. Every minister, listen, our target is the soul of the hearer. The next verse. Let's read that verse 14 again. It says, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents, they are supposed to lay up for the children. Verse 15. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Verse 16. But being so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Hallelujah. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desire Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Oh, may I one day produce a minister that can speak like this. May I one day ordain a minister to go in the ministry somewhere, and then I can say the same way I stand is the same way he stands. Oh. But there is none of them that has left here and gone. All those who served here, ministers are ordained here. When they went and started their ministry, up to this moment, I am so ashamed to be identified with them. Go and see what they are doing. Nothing. But just mammoth work ministries. All of them. Everywhere. They are scattered everywhere. One of them sells water. Rema water. And all the nonsense that is going on. Where do you learn that from? Titus will not disgrace Paul like that. None of you sitting down here. This church began 17 years ago. None of you that have come across me, either on phone or physically, did I one day ever come to you to ask you to help me with money, help me with anything. I don't even have the courage to do that. I don't know how those who do it, how they have that courage. To stand before a church member, say, my mama don't die. I don't know if you can help me. The tire for my motor, don't. I don't know if you can help me. And all that nonsense. I have never, and I'm hearing you, all of you are hearing me now, never. And I will never do it. Because it's not in me, it's what is in you that comes. It's not in me. Because the reason why I'm in the ministry is different from so many of them. And every minister that is a minister under me should be able to say the same thing. If not, something is wrong with you. You're not part of this ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Or for me to stand here and go and give a lying revelation. God told me. When God didn't tell me, anytime I'm hungry, I will say, God told me. Anytime I'm hungry, God told me. No fear, nothing. Nothing. You don't know. There are some unpardonable sins that people commit in this church. No matter how you beg me. Like life is unpardonable. Not forgiven here or hereafter.
That's why some gifted people, anytime you look around, you don't see them, they don't commit. Phone them, hear what they are saying. You hear them, don't mind them. My enemies, they went and they laid false allegations against me. My enemy, people hate me. Now lie. They commit. If I open my mouth, tell you what some of them have done that make us to drive them. You just open your mouth and through. In fact, sometimes we should use that example to confirm the serpent seed doctrine. That there are people that have no fear of God by the things they do. That's why you don't see them here. One by one, they are going. And many more may soon go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And does that mean that God will not reward us? He will reward us now. There's nobody that serves God, and God will leave you without rewarding you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do they do that? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 to 14. Why do they do that? For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They erred from the faith. But thou, O man of God, he said, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou also called, and I profess a good profession before many witnesses. Verse 13. Hallelujah. You can read on up to verse 14 if you like. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and verse 18. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, he said, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Say very loud. Avoid them. Verse 18. Listen to their description. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 17, 18, 19. Philippians chapter 3. Brethren, be followers together of me, Apostle Paul says so, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Hey. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 19. Whose end is what? Is destruction. Whose God is what? Their belly is their God. And whose glory is in their shame. What do? They mind earthly things. Earthly things. That is the identification. Earthly things. They pursue it. They pursue it. Anyhow. Struggling to get car. Struggling to get houses. Struggling to get this. Struggling to do that. Struggling to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a mystery. There is a mystery. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is the way he put it. How be it? Verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. How be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world
unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This is the way Apostle Paul put it again. Romans 16 verse 25. Romans 16 and verse 25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul. He says, now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Take note of what he's saying. According to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. There is a mystery. There is a mystery that God has hidden from the foundation of the world. I want to say something that I want some people to listen to. I want to say something very deep. Those who want to know Bible now. I want to say something very deep. It's a mystery I want to reveal to you. Some, if you have not heard it before, I'm telling you, listen very well. It will help you. It's a very serious mystery. He said that mystery has been hidden from the foundation of the world by God. But he said, but it's now revealed to us. So which mystery? So that you will understand Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed, declared to his servant, the prophets. Which mystery will be finished in the days of the voice of the seventh angel? And that seventh angel is the star, seventh angel messenger to the seventh church age, known as the Laodicean church age. And that messenger has a message. And that messenger in this age is the man William Marion Branham. With a message to the church. He said, in the days of his voice, he said, the mystery that God hid from the foundation of the world, that mystery will be rounding up. Which mystery? Ephesians chapter 3. If you want to know the mystery, let me see your hand up. If you want to know the mystery, stand up. Don't tell anybody to stand up. Remain standing while we read it. Chapter 3, from verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reading up to verse 13. For this cause, listen, that is where the mystery is. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What is the mystery? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Fellowship of the mystery. Fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church
the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. You may be seated. You will understand what I'm talking now. Listen very well. What is the mystery? The mystery is that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. It should be a partaker of the same. So now, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. Peter in Acts chapter 2, the promise is unto you, to your children, and to as many as they will be, to the whole world. And now, it came, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, and salvation is now for all. But what is the mystery? You will need it so that you need to know this, those of you hearing me for the first time saying this, so that you will understand who is a Christian and who is not a Christian. I said that and I close. Listen, church. It says it's a mystery. Why is it a mystery? This is where we see the mystery. Romans chapter 11. Romans. Now, Apostle Paul was explaining the salvation of Israel, and he made a statement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 11, verse 24. That is where I picked that from. I picked that one. For if thou were cut out, the Gentiles now, thou were cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature. Somebody shout contrary to nature. Say very loud. Say very loud. Church, what is a miracle? A miracle is anything contrary to nature. Without going to hospital, you receive healing. It's a miracle. A cripple rises up to walk without a doctor walking on you. It's a miracle. A blind person seeing after just prayers is a miracle. A 50-year-old woman giving birth to a child is a miracle. Now, here is it, because it is contrary to nature. So, it is a mystery. I read it again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, so which is wild by nature. Gentiles, our nature is, we are wild. We didn't know God. We were idol worshippers. We were cannibals. Carnivorous people. We were anything but godly. Uncircumcised, unclean. We had no God. We had gods. We were not gods at all. We had no fellowship with God. We had no access to the throne of grace. The creator of the heavens and the earth was cut off from us. We were wild, living anyhow life. It's a wild spirit that we cut a stick and said, this is my God. Amen. Now, he said, but we are grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. Hey! That is where the mystery is. I've explained this before, but I discovered that many people didn't catch it. I hope some will catch it today. In botany, there is something they call grafting. This is the law, the natural law. It is a natural law. When you cut a branch from a citrus tree, you come to another citrus tree. Maybe say a mango tree, but you bring a grape, a branch cut the branch of a grape tree, come to a mango tree, scrap the trunk, and gum it there. That is what is called grafting. Graft it there. Cover it very well. Amen. After some time, that branch will have life. Listen, you know, I'm telling you a mystery of salvation. It will have life. The life that it is having is receiving the life from a mango tree. From the root there, it is receiving nourishment for the original branches. The mango tree has original branch. Apostle Paul is saying the original branch was cut off. And then the wild one was brought and grafted there. According to nature, it will receive life. It will grow by the life of that mango tree. But the mystery there, not mystery, amen. According to the law of nature, is that when it comes the time to bear fruit, it will not bear mango. It will bear the fruit of where it was plucked from. It will bear grape. Because originally, you are from the grape. And an original branch was cut off. And then you were grafted there. And you began to suck the life from this main branch, trunk. But when it is time to produce fruit, you will not produce mango, you will produce the fruit of where you came from. That is the law of botany. So you can go to any farm, it's practical, and you could see one tree with different fruits, all of them receiving life, parasitic life from that main tree. Listen, now that is what nature says. But this very one now, Apostle Paul said, this is the mystery now. This wild branch was brought in. The original one was cut off. And then they put these Gentile people there. But the mystery is that when they grow, instead of bearing the fruit of where they came from, they bear the fruit of that tree. That is where the mystery is. That is where the mystery is. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Therefore, when you are plucked out from Gentiles, we are coming here with all Gentile idols in our mind, in our hearts. You come with your Gentile nature, and then you are grafted into the commonwealth of the God of Israel. Hallelujah. There is a power that works in a mysterious way, that instead of you to bear your ungodly fruit, you will bear the fruit of this tree that you came from, that you are now engrafted in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the salvation of the Gentiles. And that mystery, God hid it from the foundation of the world. And not only that, we now occupy a higher position than Israel. They rejected him, so they were cut off and then brought us and put us there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the mystery of salvation. Who is a Christian? A Jew must circumcise. There will be circumcision of your heart. There is an anointing that flows from that tree. He said he came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he what? Power to be what? The Son of God. The power to be a son of God is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. If a man be in Christ, John chapter 15 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. As the branch cannot abide alone, so also without me, you can do nothing. He says so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. How are you then in Christ? And you are not yet new in anything. Yes, sir. You see? That is why we used to judge everybody who says it's from God. Why are you still idol worshippers? Why are you still worshipping men? No Jew will worship a man. Why are you carrying the picture of your pastor? Why are you bound before your pastor? You know where that spirit is coming from. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the mystery most people don't know. You don't go to church. You have not submitted yourself for that power to work on you. The power of conversion. The power that changes a Christian from a sinner. Changes a sinner. Remove all worldliness. Remove all idolatry. Put something in you. It's the power that comes in you that transforms you. And that power is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, now. That is why we are organizing this program. There is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost just comes for you to serve. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost converts you, then presents you to serve Him acceptably. Praise the Lord. And Christianity was corrupted, invaded by another mystery known as the mystery of iniquity. Hallelujah. The mystery of iniquity. That's why God, like Isaac and Ishmael, has to be separated. The bride of Jesus Christ is being separated from the denominations. The bride of Jesus Christ is being separated. For the child of the bondwoman, Galatians chapter 4, shall not be here with the child of the free woman. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the bondage is the denominational bondage. And the freedom is those who have had the Jubilee sound. Oh, glory be to God. And they have responded. And they've gotten the freedom now, the liberty to serve God in spirit and in truth, and being led by the word and the word alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the entire message? The entire message is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, as I round up, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. They are unbelievers, oh! For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? That is the entire message. And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Holy Ghost. And walk in them. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, everybody, shall we go? Come out from among them. And be ye separate, said the Lord. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit And the bride said,
let me hear that come very loud.
And the spirit and the bride said, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come.
And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, 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 freely. He who hath ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to his children. Can we stand up?
No, hymn 69. Open my eyes that I may see.
Everybody, let's go now.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful peace that shall unclasp and set me free. Oh, silent me now. I wait for
ready, my God.
Ready, my God. Thy will.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes. Illumines me.
Universe.
Spirit.
Divine.
Open my ears.
Anointing for sale. And we can see that today will try to let us understand the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles and what is expected of us concerning our salvation. We are not serving a different God from the God of Israel. It's the same God. And He expects nothing less from us when it comes to holiness and the things that pertain to our salvation.
And I pray that you will listen to this message over and over and over and again. And be diligent. Give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. The message is come out of those erroneous places and not be partaker of their evil. May you remain rapturing until the coming of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.